The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
6, 23, 22. You're tuned in to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin'.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Season 3, Episode 2 of Ms. and Mrs. And do you hear that, guys? It's silent. It's quiet, but the quiet is short-lived, isn't it?
Yeah, it was very short-lived.
Oh my goodness, this episode. This is so far one of my favorite seasons.
And we're only two episodes in.
We're only two in, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, they had quiet time, and Miz wanted to see how sturdy the table was, because it was quiet.
The exact line was, the girls are sleeping in. I could have you up on this table right now, and nobody would walk in on us. Except for the camera crew, and, you know, the film crew that's filming this. They would watch you.
The dude with the boom mic, and yeah.
Yeah, you know, that would be super awkward, but...
You know, besides that, probably would just shoo them away. But instead, knock, 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 it's George.
And he's like, yeah, I'm coming out for a couple days. And they're like, you didn't call? Like, you could call. You could tell us that you're coming. Because he wants to stay where Marjo used to stay, out in the guest house.
Yeah, he just wants to stay for a couple weeks. That's it.
And he wakes up the kids in the process. And he says, you know, that Miz is like, well, I can't because I'm training for Dancing with the Stars. And Jordan's like, oh, you won't make it that far. You'll be out in the first round. And Maurice is like, wow, damn. And she's actually a little insulted by that. And so Miz is like, all right, if I get knocked out in the first round, you have to go. Or if you get knocked out in the first round, you can stay. But if I don't get knocked out in the first round, you have to go to a hotel.
Yeah.
And George is like, fine, deal. And they make the bet. And, you know, Maurice is like, we've got to get rid of that guest room.
Just got to get rid of it.
But, you know, we're outside. And as Miz goes off to train for Dancing with the Stars, George is, you know, teaching the kids how to play catch and spending time with them, which makes Maurice happy because it gives her a little bit of free time. But the one thing that Maurice doesn't like that George does, and I kind of have to agree with it, is that basically anytime George compliments the grandkids, he does something to put Miz down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Mike could never do that, or Miz isn't an athlete, or, you know, it's all Maurice's genes. That's why the girls are so talented. You know, Mike had nothing to do with it. Maurice is like, well, but, you know, Mike is very talented. Mike is very athletic. You know, it's more of a 50-50. No, 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 no. And Maurice finally says, you know, I wish she wouldn't put him down in front of her kids. She wants him, George, to talk nicer about Mike around the kids. And George is like, well, I don't know. And she's like, no, you're going to do it. This is my house. You will respect my children, my rules, and my house. And George is like, okay. Which I thought was a nice moment where she's like, no, we're not having this anymore. Mm-hmm. We're not doing this. Meanwhile, we cut to Miz learning how to dance, and he's all in his head. And he's having a hard time with it. He's struggling with it. George is not helping at all. And so, you know, Maurice has a brilliant idea. He needs to learn how to cha-cha. And what we find out is that for Dancing with the Stars, you can only do 3 hours of practice with your partner. That's it. The rest of it is up to you to learn and practice. Which, to me, makes it both more incredible and more BS that you only get 3 hours with your partner.
I think it's 3 hours a week or 3 hours a day? It might be 3 hours a day.
Might be 3 hours a day. I forget if it was a day or a week. But I think it's
more than 3 hours a week. It's 3 hours a day at least.
But it's not a lot of time. It's really not a lot of rehearsal.
No, because it's quick turnarounds because you got to learn a new one every week.
So Miz basically needs to learn how to cha-cha. Maurice doesn't know how. Barb doesn't know how. Grandma Dixie, I don't think, certainly knows how. The girls are too young. So that leaves one person who just happened to know how to dance and happens to know how to cha-cha. And that is Marjo.
Oh, God, this was great.
This was hilarious. So Miz goes over to Marjo's brand new condo. It's very nicely decorated. And basically he asks her very nicely, will you teach me how to cha-cha? And she's like, yes. And she puts him through his paces. She's like, get up on your toes, shake your butt. At one point, he gets hit with a cane.
Yeah, she was whipping him into shape.
And, like, he's like, where did you get the cane? And she's like, that's none of your business. Keep dancing. Like, she was like...
all in on it, yeah.
On it, man. She was, like, putting him through his paces. And finally, it's not clicking. It's not working. And so Marjo was like, look at me like you would look at Maurice. Look at me sexy. And Mike is like, no. But she makes him. And then, magically, it all clicks. And Miz is able to cha-cha with Marjo. And it all works. And, you know, basically, Marjo is like, you may not go to the end, because you're okay. You're not bad. You know, but you're not wonderful. But you're going to get first past the first round, and George is going to have to stay in Ohio. Which I thought was sweet of her.
Yeah.
Like, Marjo's on board. Because, you know, it's all about confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about being confident in what you are and what you're capable of. And basically, Marjo gives Miz that boost of confidence where she's like, believe in yourself. Believe in what you're doing. You can do this. I forget exactly what she said, but it's something really sweet that she said to him to get him to kind of sort of believe in himself. So Miz goes home. Maurice is giving Mike a foot massage.
We don't use this chair for foot massages.
She's like, shut up. And... she begins to complain about George to Mike, about how George was running a poker game and being loud, about how George is always insulting Mike, about basically all the things that irk her about George. And as she's, you know, basically ranting about George, she's gripping Mike's feet in like a vice-like grip. And he's like, oh God, stop, please stop, you're hurting my foot, please stop. And he's like, gentle, gentle, gentle. My feet and my legs are sensitive, gentle.
And the kids are just watching and looking, and she's just rambling and ranting and raving about everything.
At one point in French.
Yeah.
So Miz is basically like, if you don't like it, talk to him about it. And she's like, well, he's going to get pissed at me. And he's like, well, he has no right to get pissed because he's the one that should apologize. If he made you mad, he should apologize to you.
Mm-hmm.
End of discussion. So Maurice is like, okay, all right. And then we see it. We see Miz's first week on Dancing with the Stars, and he does pretty decent. He got sixes, so he's kind of in the middle of the pack, but it's good enough to get him past the first round.
Yeah.
And we had a really nice moment where Miz is super thankful to Marjo, to Maurice, to his family, because they gave him the confidence that he needed, especially Maurice, to do the thing, basically, to go on Dancing with the Stars, because he's doubted it. He didn't think he could do it. He didn't believe in himself.
Yeah.
And it's thanks to them basically bolstering his confidence and believing in him that he was able to go out there and do it. And the girls are, it's a really sweet moment because the girls are dancing and, you know, they're loving the fact that their dad is on Dancing with the Stars and, you know, Maurice is super excited and Marjo's excited, and like everybody's just like, oh, look at him go. That's so cool. And even George is impressed. He's like, you know, Mike did better than he expected.
Yeah.
And Marjo is proud of him, and they're all proud of him. And it's just a nice thing where Miz is dancing with his kids, and you just see the reflection of like how good of an experience this was for them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what that means? It means George is out of the house.
Yeah, it does.
So George gets booted out of the house as Miz and Marjo take foot baths together and they're soaking their feet. And Maurice is like, WTF.
What the hell's going on here?
And so she's like, well, I got you something fluffy and sexy, but it's not what you think it is. It's not on me. And Miz is like, oh. And so she brings George out in one of like the ruffle sleeve satin shirts.
Yeah, the dancing shirts, yeah.
And George is showing off his moves, and he dances with Maurice while Marjo and Miz are both like, WTF! What's going on? And then Maurice makes George tell Miz that he's proud of him and he loves him. So all in all, I think this was a really good episode. Like, it's nice that they're adding a little bit of drama to it, like a little bit of angst. We kind of saw this again in season two, where it was a little bit less goofy and there's a little bit more, like, problems there, I guess, yeah, is the right phrase.
Yeah.
Or the problems are different. They're a little bit more serious and we're starting to see, we're trying to kind of getting into the relationship of Mike and his dad a little bit more because there are some issues there, I think, just based on what we've seen. They could all be made up for TV, but it seems like there's some problems there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had Marjo talk about what I liked was, you know, when she was talking to Miz and she's like, basically, you were scared. You were scared because you didn't know what to do, but you figured it out. She's like, for me, I was scared to live on my own at first. I didn't like it, I wasn't happy, and now I love it. Because I learned it was okay. And I think that's a really nice message to send, that it's okay to be scared, but you still need to try. Like, it's okay to say, I'm afraid, and you acknowledge that you're afraid, but you still keep moving forward. Because it's like, just because you're afraid because you don't know what it is, doesn't mean that you shouldn't try it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good message to send. So do you have any thoughts?
No, we're good. We're good.
All right. So with that, I think we're done. I hope everybody enjoyed it. You got stuff to plug.
Indeed. Make sure you follow us on all the social medias at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com, says Wild Talk Radio Network. 6/23/22 = 10. The Rack turns 10. Check out the Rack Live Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD. And you can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Linsward. So with that, we're done, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back very soon with Ms. and Mrs. Season 3, Episode 3, right here on WallTalkRadio.com. But till then, you've been listening to Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition. And we'll see you later. Bye.